JIS Radio presents
GOJ's Scorecard.
Highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
In the last 6 months, the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining has advanced and supported initiatives to drive the country's progress in technology, innovation and communication. The ministry has also implemented several projects to promote energy reduction and conservation. Today we'll highlight some of these initiatives. The government continues to increase internet access across the island. To date, 371 public institutions have been connected to the broadband communications network being rolled out island-wide. The network is being implemented through the Universal Service Fund, USF. The institutions include 206 educational facilities, 67 post offices, 57 hospitals and health centers, and all 14 parish libraries.
All of these have to be supported by a backbone, and the island-wide broadband network is the backbone. And this will provide the Ministry of Health with the capacity to deliver and improve healthcare services across the country.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. He says the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is also to be connected to the broadband network. Over 20 community access points, CAPS, have been opened since the start of the year, for a total of 177 island-wide. The initiative is part of government's policy to increase access to the internet and the necessary devices and enable more Jamaicans to benefit from advanced technology. Work on several key pieces of legislation was advanced for the modernization of the information and communications technology ICT sector. These include the establishment of a single regulator for the industry and updated laws to deal with cybercrimes. In relation to the single ICT regulator, the government is reviewing technical proposals and will contract a consultant by the end of July for a 6-month consultancy service. The consultant should submit a report by year end.
The report will review the current administrative and regulatory framework and governance model for the ICT sector and make specific recommendations for drafting appropriate strategic legislation for the establishment of a standalone ICT regulator.
A single regulator for the ICT sector is geared at removing overlapping of jurisdiction and generating savings in staffing and other expenditure. Energy conservation is also high on the government's agenda. In February, the public education component of the Energy Efficiency Conservation Program was launched. The education component is valued at close to $3 million and is being executed by the Jamaica Information Service. By mid-2015, Jamaica should be the top country in the region with regards to its use of renewable energy. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says increased focus is being placed on the use of solar, hydropower and wind energy on the island.
There will be no other country that can match Jamaica next year when, in addition to the 40 or so megawatts of wind that we now generate, plus about 20 megawatts of hydropower, we are going to be introducing 78 additional megawatts of the massive solar facility in the Caribbean, 24 megawatts, and the 2 additional wind facilities in Jamaica.
The additional 78 megawatts of energy will be generated from 2 wind projects, offering a total of 58 megawatts, with the remaining 20 megawatts to come from solar. The government has received a grant valued at $4.8 million from the United Kingdom to boost operations at Wigton Wind Farm in Rose Hill, Manchester. This will further boost the government's renewable energy program. The grant will fund the installation of a solar panel roof for a training lab at the facility and the purchase of a wind turbine. Still on renewable energy, the government has signed a $45 million contract for technical assistance towards the promotion and development of cost-effective small hydropower projects across Jamaica. It will involve feasibility studies and will see assistance and guidance being provided to key agencies in the administration of hydropower development in Jamaica. The agreement will also support the development and implementation of departmental policies and procedures for the effective management of hydropower projects from design to operation. Continued progress in technology, innovation, and communication is a key component of the national vision of making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by the year 2030.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.